Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program on every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Good evening and welcome to Melissa Draving. Melissa is the owner of Here For You, a personal concierge service in the Lehigh Valley. How are you, Melissa?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Terrific. Tell us, what does a personal concierge do?
That's a great question. So my clients, they all have very different needs. Most of my clients are small business owners who work out of home offices and, you know, are looking for help with marketing and also like typical personal assistant work. This week I made a vet appointment for one of my clients. I helped one of my clients do their mail-in ballot. So it really is it's a mix of business and personal tasks for each person based on whatever it is that is stressing them out, you know.
Got it.
Either at home or in their business.
Are the majority of your clients businesses or are they more personal?
Majority of my clients are business owners. I do work with a few people who are not business owners, but I work with someone who works at an ad agency. I work with a business coach. I work with an interior designer. I work with a local author, Rich Plinke. He has a new book coming out. So it's mostly business owners right now.
And he has a book about surviving during the pandemic, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly. I helped him, I help him with the marketing of the book and also with event planning. We're doing a big book launch for him in October. So I'm helping him promote that. And I just give him a lot of ideas about, you know, what is current and, you know, what is trending and try to help him take advantage of things he might not necessarily come across otherwise.
Melissa, how's your business changed during the pandemic?
It's it's been different. Like, I had a different set of needs from clients. This year I actually wanted to start doing more grocery shopping and meal planning services, more like towards the personal side. And during the pandemic, we had those shutdown orders, which basically, from the way I interpreted them, meant I couldn't really do any work in person with clients. But I noticed one of my Facebook friends who's out in like the Harrisburg area, who was doing the same type of work, she had a lot of grocery shopping clients and was showing off that she doing all this grocery shopping. So that gave me an idea that I could start doing the same type of work. And once I started promoting grocery shopping, I got like 7 or 8 clients within 2 weeks. It was right when the Instacart workers were going on strike. So that was crazy. I've never had that before since I've been in business since 2017. And keeping up with that demand was really hectic at first, but most of them, you know, went back to Instacart, but I still do grocery shopping for one family every week. So now doing more grocery shopping services and just, making sure I take precautions like using hand sanitizer and wearing masks. It's very different, but I was already focused on cleanliness before this, so
yeah,
it's not too much of a big difference.
Your clients may want you to do things that they may not want to do, and not because of convenience now, perhaps because, I don't know, maybe you're the one taking more risk. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm younger, so I'm not in a high-risk category, and the family that I'm doing grocery shopping for every week, they are both in a higher risk category and have pre-existing conditions. So for me, I feel good about being able to help them stay at home and stay safe for as long as they need. And they can just rely on me to provide that grocery shopping service with a personal touch because it's the same person every week. It's not like with Instacart, I see a lot of the shoppers at the stores and I'm like, whoa. So having someone who's professional and takes their work very seriously and make sure to go above and beyond is a high value for a lot of people. So,
what has an experience like this taught you?
Well, I learned that, of course, we all know that life is short and, you know, tomorrow something crazy could happen, but this is pretty much the craziest thing that's ever happened in my lifetime and just put a lot of urgency on me to achieve the goals that I want to achieve, which, and one of them is being able to spend more time with family. So this year I made sure I went and visited family members that I haven't seen, you know, my grandmother and other family members. So it just really taught me to be close to the people that I love, and that tomorrow is not promised. So if I want to make a difference, I have to have that sense of urgency to do it now.
Is there a radius within a certain area that you concentrate on for clientele?
Yes, I absolutely concentrate on the Lehigh Valley. I'm in Emmaus, and so I love to be working with clients that are located in that general area of Emmaus and Macungie. But I do travel for one client down to mainline Philadelphia, and so I work with them about like two or three times a month right now. So that is the an hour is a lot, but I do it because I've worked with that family for already 3 years, and so I really am trying to concentrate in the Lehigh Valley and around Emmaus.
How'd you get into this business?
I had a family need. Like my mother, she actually was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, stage 4, and so I really had to step up in my own family and provide that household support, taking care of the grocery shopping and the laundry and the meal prep, and in addition to living on my own and having my own family to take care of. And I saw how intense it was. My whole family had to chip in, and even then it was like crazy every moment. So I just wanted to be there for other families that were going through something where they needed help at home.
How does the chamber help you?
I love the chamber because of the people that run it, Jessica, of course, and also Ashley. They will go above and beyond to make sure that you have every opportunity to learn what you need to learn through their webinars and virtual events and networking, and also to have the exposure that you need as a small business. They've given me like spotlights on social media, all kinds of fun events that they've planned. Like recently, we just went to their Becky's drive-in event, and we had such a great time. And being able to just like get out of the house for a chamber event, even if it's like socially distanced and at a drive-in movie theater, mm-hmm. I think that they do everything that they can to make sure that businesses can succeed and that they have what they need and that they get the exposure.
How do people come in contact with you if they want to use your services?
Typically, they will email me or send me text messages sometimes or phone calls, but I try to funnel most of my contacts through my email because of how busy I am right now. It just makes it easier for me to type out my answers and everything. So
if we have a listener who is interested in hiring you, how do they do that?
They can visit my website, which is hereforyoupa.com. And on my website, you can find my email, my phone number, my social media links. My email is melissa@hereforyoupa.com. And my Facebook and Instagram are Here For You Concierge. So you can always reach out to me or join my email newsletter on my website, which is hereforyoupa.com. Also, you can subscribe to my monthly newsletter.
And the name of the business is?
Here For You Concierge.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Melissa Draving. And Melissa, you're providing a service for people who don't have enough hands to get things done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
All right.
I'm making your life easier.
Melissa, thank you very much for joining us here on Every Main Street, and look forward to meeting you.
Thank you, Greg. Have a great day.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome to Mary Kay McMahon from the Fellowship Community in Whitehall. Mary Kay, welcome to On Every Main Street.
Well, hello.
Mary Kay, tell us what Fellowship Community is.
Sure. Fellowship Community is a not-for-profit, faith-focused, continuing care retirement community. and sometimes we're referred to as a life plan community as well. So what we do is we provide housing for seniors in our independent living section, so in townhouses or apartments, and then we provide the continuum of care as well. So we have skilled nursing facility, personal care, and memory support services on campus. So most people come to a campus like ours as independent, you know, and they enjoy the lifestyle that we have to offer. And as they age in place and their needs change or their spouse's needs should change, then we progress them through the continuum of care.
Mary Kay, you also do rehab work, don't you?
That's correct. We do short-term rehab. So if any seniors go to the hospital and are not well enough really to go home or just need a little bit of extra care and attention, then we offer short-term rehab in our skilled nursing center.
What does a faith-based community give you versus another type of community?
I think a faith-based community, because we are mission-driven, and our values for the organization and how we conduct ourselves and how we conduct our business are kind of rooted in Christian principles or in Christ-like behavior. So I think that permeates our culture here, and how we treat people is reflective of those values and that mission.
Organizations like yours have faced an incredible challenge the past 6 months. How have you done it?
Well, that it has been incredibly challenging and stressful at times. And to be honest, we have done it because of the strength of our staff. You know, the workforce that we have here on the Fellowship Community Campus have been wonderful. They are incredibly dedicated, and in all honesty, if it wasn't for them, it would have been so much harder to get through, especially the early months that we were dealing with the pandemic and when we had active cases on our campus. So, and the residents themselves have been so phenomenal. You know, I think we don't give seniors enough credit, really, for how resilient they are and how well they can manage adverse situations. I think between the two groups, there was a lot of synergy, and we really worked together to keep everybody as safe as possible.
Is there less of the virus today than there was? It's still around, but what have you learned?
Well, what we've learned is that it's really the asymptomatic carriers that are sort of the Achilles heel of this pandemic and kind of the silent threat that's still out there. So we have not had any active cases for several months now on the campus. So the beginning, March, April, May, you know, were tough months, and then things got better. And certainly everything kind of slowed down over the course of the summer. But there's still, you still have to be wary of those asymptomatic carriers that are out there. So we're also very highly regulated from the Department of Health and from CMS on the national level. So we have lots of safeguards now in place. Obviously, everybody is masked, have been since March here. We have lots of PPE now that we didn't have in the beginning. And really, it's about being prepared and staying on top of things. It's not letting our guard down, because I think the minute we think we're out of this and we let our guard down is when trouble's going to start again. So really, we have taken every day as though it is still a very active virus, even though it's very low in our community and in our surrounding community within Lehigh County. We cannot take that for granted. We're doing testing on a routine basis of all of our staff now as well.
How do you do that?
Well, it's tough, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
You know, it's very complicated. So we've pulled staff out of some of their other roles and dedicated them solely to do testing on our staff. And obviously, we're partnered with the lab who's been doing that. We just actually got our testing equipment that the federal government is sending out to all the skilled nursing centers, and we'll be starting to use that next week. So as we're doing all of the staff testing, and then if you find an asymptomatic carrier within the staff, then we have to do all of the residents on a weekly basis for 14 days till we get no positive results back.
What message would you have for people who have family members in a supportive care facility?
I would tell them that it's still very, very safe. I mean, I think there's been a lot of bad press out there about how horrible congregate senior living care facilities are and what happened to many in the early stages. But now there are so much education has happened and so many safeguards have been put in place that it's really a safe place, that they should not be afraid if somebody has to come to a community like Fellowship Community on a short-term basis because they need the care. We're really definitely on top of everything. So the big message is that, you know, that it's so much safer than we were even in the beginning months of the pandemic.
Do you think that's because of treatments or because you're just learning how to be safer?
I think it's not because of treatments. It's really because of infection control practices that have been put in place. And in all honesty, the access to PPE that we did not have initially. So, you know, we've been stockpiling PPE, and as supplies become available, you know, we're trying to store up, you know, in case this fall, you know, there is a resurgence. But we have so much available PPE now that we didn't have before that offers that nice layer of protection to the residents. And we have reopened for visitation as well, so we're protecting the visitors who come.
If you could wave a magic wand and get whatever you want right now, what would it be?
If I could wave the magic wand, it would be that the virus goes away.
Right.
That we're at the end of the pandemic. But I would say it's to have a steady supply of PPE, because there is still some sourcing snags within getting that those would go away, and that testing supplies would be plentiful. So if we have both of those and we didn't have to worry about where we're going to source from next, then I think things would be so much less stressful.
Mary Kay McMahon, how do we find out more about Fellowship Community?
Definitely from our website, fellowshipcommunity.com. I think all of our information is there. And we welcome, well, right now during the pandemic, you really can't come to visit, but, you know, to call us, and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions and get you connected to the right staff member to help you out.
Mary Kay McMahon from Fellowship Community, thank you very much for being on Every
You're
Main
very
Street.
You're very welcome. All right. Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Good evening and welcome to Kevin Campbell, President and CEO of Barry Isett and Associates, an engineering firm. How are you, Kevin?
I am very good. How about yourself, Craig?
Terrific. Thank you. And welcome to On Every Main Street. Let's talk about Barry Isett and Associates. Tell us what you do.
We are a multidisciplined engineering firm. We are headquartered in the Lehigh Valley with eight other offices all in Pennsylvania. And we've been operating now for 43 years.
What type of engineering?
Pretty much everything. If you want to construct a building, we can take you from the ground all the way up to the completion of the building. We do everything except the architecture, and we don't actually build it, but we would do all the engineering services.
Is there a type of building or service that you're most popular for?
Do a lot of school work, Allentown School District, Parkland School District. Some of our more popular projects, we were involved with the Arts Quest Center. We're currently working on the New Air Products Corporate Center. We were involved with the Olympus Corporate Center. We've also done a lot of work at the Sales and Lehigh University.
Tell me how the pandemic has affected your business, or hasn't, maybe.
It has, for sure. On March 19th, the governor shut down construction, and a good bit of our business is related to construction, people in the field every day. And once construction was shut down, there was really nothing that they could do. Within 24 hours, really, of the governor's announcement, we had laid off 45 people. And after a few more days, the total number was up to 60.
And what's the number of employees that you have?
190. And then we were considered non-essential. So our offices were also shut down. And fortunately, we were able to work remotely pretty seamlessly. Everyone in the company has a laptop. We have a very good VPN with a lot of capacity. And for the design people that are not in the field, they continue to work. The people that were, we called it a furlough. And once construction got turned back on, all but three of the people that we furloughed have been brought back to work.
Have you experienced any test positive employees?
Another good question. We have not. We have experienced several close calls, several that you can't believe it's not COVID. You know, the person, all the symptoms, and it's disruptive. We don't have too many people in the office, but you have someone in the office, and we check people's temperatures when they come in. We have bottles of sanitizer everywhere, and wearing masks is mandatory the whole time you're in the office. But you get someone that they were good in the morning, that afternoon they don't feel so good. And then we have to self-quarantine everyone that they had contact with until the test results come back.
What I'm hearing is there is a way to do this.
Oh, it works. And we're following the guidelines. I was listening to a TV program where they had a doctor from a major hospital. He said, at the hospital, we're doing just fine. He said, we do like three or four simple things. We wear masks, we social distance to the extent we can, we do screening, and we wash our hands. And that's what we're doing at Barry Eisen Associates.
Kevin, what do you see as far as designing for the future? Is this just a bubble, or do you see people now requesting different things to whatever they may be building in case something like this happens again?
That question is very personal to Barry Eisen and Associates. We were a few weeks away from breaking ground on a new office for ourselves. And fortunately, we had not broken ground, and that project is on hold. And we're trying to figure out ourselves, what does the office of the future look like? And we're going to continue to evaluate as we go through the rest of this year. And a potential target date to break ground again would be next March or April. So we will be working with architects to figure out, you know, how much space do we need and how will we redesign our own building.
So as we all look at reconfiguring, not sure if it's something that's going to stay or not, can you give us an idea of the kind of questions that you ask yourself when looking at this, especially when you have experience in engineering and building?
The HVAC system, for sure, is part of it. And also just the layout of the people and the common spaces and how you keep people separate and also how you keep the air distribution such that there's enough fresh air coming in that you don't get any concentrated, stagnant air.
And I guess making sure people can communicate well.
Absolutely. That's been the number one key throughout this whole pandemic, is communication and trust and confidence by the workforce. So for the first couple months, I was sending all associate emails two or three times a week. And that eventually went to like one time a week. Now it's about once every 2 weeks. But communication is key. And the emails that keep coming out from the chamber were also key.
How important is the chamber to you?
Oh, it's very important. We feel a big part of the community at Barry Eisen Associates. And obviously the chamber really represents the community.
There's not a lot that comes out of a pandemic or some bad event that is positive, but are there some things that you can say that are maybe positive in your evaluation that perhaps after this we'll be better at doing thus and so?
Very surprised how well we could work remotely. And historically in our company, we would have, well, I need to be working right next to the person that I'm working with. We need to communicate, and we can't do that if we're in different offices. And we've discovered that we can operate very well virtually everywhere. So our design services really have not skipped a beat and we're probably even more efficient than we were when we were in the office. And the question is, how long will that last? So we are anxious to repopulate the offices at some point, but right now, at least until we get through the winter flu and cold season, we are not rushing back into our offices.
Kevin, if we want to learn more about Barry Isett and Associates, how do we do that?
Oh, very easy. Our website, barryisett.com.
I noticed you have a roller coaster on there. That seemed pretty interesting.
Yes. Yeah, we've done countless projects at Dorney Park, and really we feel like we've been a big part of the community. 43 years, the Lehigh Valley has evolved a lot. And one of the great things about our company and the job is you can just drive around and point, oh, we were part of that project, we were part of that project. You know, the Arts Quest Center is certainly a big part of you know, the community, and we were part of that. Also, Blue Mountain Ski Area, many projects there also.
Kevin Campbell, the president and CEO of Barry Isett and Associates, thank you very much, and more success to you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Greg.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.